Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? Yeah, shrinkflation. That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
And this is going to piss people off. I don't care. As Jimi Hendrix said, let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. It is. And the future is so bright. It's so bright for people willing to speak the truth.
Hey, friends, that was the one and only Owen Benjamin. And I think you're really going to enjoy this far-reaching conversation with a really smart guy. Just one more quick message before we start this one. So Elon Musk, Michael Saylor, the Winklevoss twins, Tim Draper, and Chamath Palihapitiya. They're all billionaires, and they have all the money they could ever hope to spend. They also all invested in cryptocurrencies. Yes, even the richest in the world have chosen to invest in the future through cryptocurrency. So just remember that every time there's big talk about cryptos being volatile, the latest market dip being permanent, and the government cracking down on crypto, remember, the billionaires are buying. Why? Because cryptocurrency is the future, and the best time to invest is when there's a dip. The deeper the dip, the better the value and the higher the gains. So if you want to invest in the future, start now and start with My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you don't just get the opportunity to invest, you get the security of knowing you're investing with a US-based company that offers end-to-end service when you want it. So go to mydigitalmoney.com. And one last word, I just received a special delivery I think you guys will appreciate.
The Z-Stack, guys, there it is. I'm on the auto ship, 2 bottles per month, every month for me and my family. That's the quercetin, the delivery system that gets the zinc, the vitamin C, and the vitamin D into the cells. This is what you're going to need to stay healthy during the coming flu season. I'll leave the link below. God bless.
Hey friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com and SGTReport.tv here. I'm super duper glad to have back on the line Owen Benjamin. He's one of the funniest people I know, and you can follow him over at owenbenjamin.com. He's got a new documentary coming out called buildingbertaria.com. Owen, how are you, sir?
I'm great, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. You want to hear my clumsy intro I wrote down?
Sure.
All right.
Lovely.
The vax is safe and effective. Silver is the best investment of the last decade. The Earth is 24,901 miles in circumference. NASA's never lied to us about anything. Insert lunar lander photo here. The government cares about you and your liberty. And Joe Biden, well, he got the most votes in the history of the United States. And I'm funnier than Owen Benjamin. Welcome to Upside Down World.
Yeah, the lies, man. The rule by deception.
It's getting so tyrannical that it really defies belief. And I may as well lead with a soundbite here from my buddy over at BitChute, Tim Truth, because there's no more room even for discourse. It takes me back to my first point. Owen, the vax is safe and effective. Listen to this.
YouTube just announced even more draconian censorship. And I want to really address what they're saying here because it's so ridiculous. Justin says, Disclosed TV on Twitter, YouTube will ban any video that claims vaccines are ineffective or dangerous. So that's the inverse of safe and effective, right? That's basically somebody saying that they disagree with the slogan, the mantra, safe and effective. Anybody who claims vaccines are ineffective or dangerous from now on will be banned. Now, I'm pretty sure they've already been doing this, but this announcement probably signifies that they're going to increase the censorship. It usually does when they put something like this out in the days that follow they usually start censoring more and more. Now, will they do what Patreon does and say off-platform talk also gets you censored on YouTube? I think that day is coming. I've been banned off Patreon for stuff I never posted on Patreon.
I got banned from Patreon too, as did you, Owen. And maybe you want to bring us up to speed on anything happening there. But so YouTube, because they care so much about the people and discourse and truth, they are suspending the accounts of Joseph Mercola and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So I guess we're starting to get the sense of what it probably felt to live in Stalin's Russia or Mao's China.
Yeah, I got some interesting takes on all this because I'm a few years ahead of a lot of this because I was banned from stuff so early because I had such a big Hollywood following that when I went off book, off script, off agenda, my censorship was so intense and so unjustified that I came to some pretty harsh realities early. And I do have some good news about all of it. It's all rule by deception. They still need you to think that the only place to go is YouTube or the only public square is Facebook or that the only way to get food is a grocery store. These are the deceptions that they need to keep people in this state of oppression. And when I faced the reality of what was coming way before a lot of other people did, because I wasn't allowed to make fun of Bruce Jenner, you know, because for those of you that don't know, I had two Comedy Central specials. I've done Leno, Fallon. I was the star of a movie. I was in 4 Adam Sandler movies. I was Vince Vaughn's closer. I was the lead of a sitcom for 3 years. Like, there's going to be people that try and make it seem like I didn't have a career to lose, but I did. It was huge. I mean, huge for me. I mean, I wasn't Dave Chappelle, but, you know, I was headlining every comedy club in the country, a few hundred thousand followers on YouTube and Twitter and all this stuff. And they just wiped me when I kept making fun of David Hogg. I kept making fun of all this stuff. I wasn't even a truther or anything. Comedy has to have an element of truth in it or else it doesn't work. Like, you can't make fun of something that doesn't have truth in it. You're going to exaggerate. You're going to use shocking language sometimes for the laugh, but there has to be truth in the joke or else people don't resonate with it. So I was hit so hard, so early, like no Twitter, no Facebook, no Instagram. My Patreon that should have been exactly for someone like me, no criminal history, wife and a baby, you know, never calling for violence, all this stuff that I understand why it would be censored. I was doing racial humor, making fun of the homosexual agenda, and not because I hated anybody, but because it's so nakedly, obviously crazy that it's not brave to engage in sodomy. Like, there's nothing brave about that. And so I'm doing these jokes without saying these guys are our problems. We got to kill these guys. Never once, even in my darkest, drunkest days, I never was like, to help ourselves, we have to hurt these people, which is like something I do understand why people push back about that. But anyway, so I'm kicked off Patreon. Me and Vox Day ended up like actually pursuing that situation, which could be a whole other show. I learned so much about the legal system, but then when my wife got kicked off Airbnb, where we couldn't rent out a property because she was married to me, a person whose criminal history is 2 speeding tickets, for simply being funny as a comedian, for them not liking my jokes. I wasn't even like a middle school principal talking about, you know, whether or not nuclear bombs are real or if we went to the moon or something. I'm literally a comedian, like a nightclub comedian. So When that stuff started happening, I knew what the deal was. And I'm very fortunate to be friends with Vox Day because was in the same boat where he was getting censored in like 2003 for some of this stuff. And so we started unauthorized.tv. We started our own live streaming. We started, you know, unbearablesmedia.com, where we put all the stuff kicked off YouTube. Like that big famous YouTube purge that happened, I think, in 2017 that everyone was super scared about was just me. They just kicked me off. And so at that point, I realized they weren't motivated by money either because my account was bringing in a lot of money for them and me. And so I faced a lot of realities early that they aren't going to take away your ability to build your own stuff. And that's why I was talking to Weiss about you and how I wanted to do this show again, because I really enjoyed the last one we did. And also I wanted to get this message out that we shot this whole documentary, buildingbertaria.com, where we crowdfunded a piece of land where we're building like cabins so that people in my community could have like weddings and get togethers and I could do a comedy show, because and it works. And we shot the whole thing, and it's this epic documentary where you see what happens when the media attacks you. We actually went to the guy's office and interviewed him about his hit piece against me. And he admitted he doesn't do any research when he called me a cult leader. And so it's like, it's really good news and really bad news. The bad news is the tyranny and censorship and crazy upside down madness, up is down, left is right, good is bad. You know, marriage is slavery, porn is liberation, all this stuff. It's only going to get worse, and it's going to get even more psychotic. The good news is, if you see it, one, stop expecting other people to be logical that have given up logic. You know, that comes from logos, the word of God. There is a ton of people in this world that do not care about that. You know, like my body, my choice with abortion, but not a vaccine. It's so naked and so absurd that to keep wanting them to explain yourself is point or explain themselves is completely pointless. Like Airbnb will let people shoot gay porn in families' homes for like $100 a night, but they wouldn't let my wife rent out our property because she was married to a comedian who made fun of David Hogg. So like I bit this bullet a while ago. And so I got a greenhouse. I mean, people thought I was crazy. I got like goats and cows and stuff. I'm like, they're going to kick you out of grocery stores. And so I got really into like doing everything ourselves. And so it's all about community building. And now I live in an area where we try to shop only in farm stands and all this stuff. And then I realized how bright the future is as soon as you accept the nature of this reality, where it's like, there's a lot of really, really dependent, addicted people that are going to go along with anything because they're under fear and they're under debt. And so because of that, there's going to be this increasing psychosis and upside down nature. But the good news is you can make friends. You know, it's the best time ever to make new great friends. You know, like there's bear meetups, like my people, I sound like my people, but like a lot of the people in my community call themselves bears. You know, they come up with like a bear name that's like funny, like excavator bear, like welder bear, you know, that kind of fits what they're into. And they'll have meetups all over the country and just hang out, and life's normal again, and their kids play and everything. And the more they do that, the more they realize that like these deceptive, tyrannical communist bastards really can't change reality, like God's law. All they can do is make you believe they can change reality until you become self-destructive. And so we put out the documentary for free, buildingbertari.com. And I really hope people check it out, because we show the ups and the downs, you know, what I'm doing. Me and my family live in a barn in Idaho because I didn't want to be in any debt, and how fun the ride's been. And so that's the good news. The bad news is it's going to keep getting even more insane. Like it's just nuts. But if enough people start, you know, accepting their accountability and responsibility and the fun aspect of rebuilding, it's the future's great, you know?
Well, your attitude is infectious. And I think that's one of the things people have always liked about you. And of course, your sense of humor. You know, I quote a soundbite I heard from E. Michael Jones in an interview he did quite often now. Hell is the absence of logic. You know, and yeah, as it pertains to your career that you had, and I've watched a lot of that stuff. I followed you for a long time. So I've seen a lot of those clips. And then I went back, you know, through YouTube archives, you know, if they are on there now, I don't know, but I watched some of your comedy stuff. I watched you live on shows as a guest, things like that. It's interesting. We can all see now the deal that needs to be made to achieve fame these days. And you look no further than Lil Nas X. Okay. Yeah. Writhing with Lucifer in a music video, and his most recent music video, which is up on YouTube, is him dancing naked with other black men in a prison. And their junk is sort of blurred out, but that's a-okay on YouTube.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, once you really understand that it's like, it's bad, you know, like, cause when you try to appeal to logic, it all falls apart, where it's like, okay, you won't let a guy, cause we were talking earlier before we started recording about how there's certain topics that trigger the trolls. And I actually kind of understand the nature of that. And part of it is when someone dedicates a lot of their life and their imagination to a world or a specialty that another guy says isn't true, sometimes people freak out. And that the shape of the earth, the nature of NASA, 9/11, if people fought in wars, some people get really, really angry about that. And I understand that, but it logically, it doesn't make any sense why you would care what another guy thinks about, like, whether or not they can see a curve on water. Like, it really shouldn't trigger people, but I understand why it does. Because it jars, you know, a lot of their worldview, but in reality, it's just what one guy thinks. And it's really not as shocking at all. Like, for example, like what I just described would get you banned from YouTube, but you can watch a guy have a homosexual relationship with Satan.
Exactly.
So for people like me, I'm like, I'm even talking to trolls like this. I'm like, why are you more mad at me or people that are trolling? I'm not going to label them all as trolls. We've all been through phases, or maybe they're a good guy that's just super mad. I don't know. But like, why are you more emotionally reactive to me because I am making fun of the shape of the earth, or like I'm questioning, you know, whether or not 19 Cessna pilots can do that, you know, 747 turn and steel frame, you know, just nonsense. In my opinion, nonsense. But like, why does that bother you more than like the sex trade? You know, like you look at TikTok or YouTube or any of this stuff, it's young girls can like literally promote themselves as prostitutes, like your daughters, your neighbor's daughters, like your future, like your nation's future, the future mothers of your nation are selling their body for sex. And that doesn't bother you like a guy questioning the shape of the earth. And so, you know, how dare you, you're crazy. How dare you? And it didn't, like, because really good people I've known in my life have gotten so mad at me just questioning the moon landing. And then I realized it's their emotional connection to it. You know, maybe it was the time in their life when they felt they actually had a victory over communism, or like it was how they related to their dad or all kinds of stuff. And I get it. I'm at peace with that. But the reality is, it's like, it's gotten so nuts that you can't even reason with them anymore. You have to, because the right wing, in my opinion, is more logical and reasonable than the left wing. But the problem I see with a lot of right wing people is they keep trying to pretend that others are still engaged in logic when they're not, and they're fallen and they're low vibration and their fate is their own fate. And you have to actively build something else because they're that gone. You know, it's almost like a Stockholm syndrome where it's like, if I give the best argument, maybe they'll see it. Maybe they'll stop yelling. Maybe they'll take the porn off the internet. You know, it's like Twitter has verified accounts of literal penetration, like gangbang porn. And I'm not allowed to make fun of Bruce Jenner. It's like the unfairness is so crazy that you realize it's actually fair, because it's almost like God saying, build something else. These people are done. And so that's why I'm happy that BitChute exists and Telegram and VK and all these other alternatives as we build our own future. Because you have these people that literally think that these vaccines are going to save them, and that this is all making total sense, and graphene oxide is healthy, or you shouldn't even ask what's in a syringe that's being injected into you for a disease that you've never even seen in your life. That's so gone that you have to start getting this feeling that we have to do something else. And so that's what I accepted a while ago. And although I still have dependencies to the system in certain ways, I've just accepted that is only going to get worse. There is no shutoff valve, that it's just going to get very Sodom and Gomorrah out there. And we have to remember that like one tomato has enough seeds in it for 1,000 tomatoes, that have enough seeds in it for 1,000,000 tomatoes. And that the scarcity lie is one of the biggest lies. You know, you open the episode with a lot of lies, and one of the biggest ones is that there's a scarcity of anything.
Right.
You know, and so when you realize that, and that other men and women are not your enemy, that it's the deception, and that other men and women can potentially be your friend or your ally or someone that helps you build a barn, life becomes livable again. Cause there is times I understand the depression out there, because it's so nuts. And I'm fortunate that I got to go through it before a lot of other people did. Like, I was going through this and ringing the alarm bell, like a lot of truthers were even before me, when people were not aware at all that this level of deception was possible. And so I got to go through the dark winter of my soul before COVID and before a lot of this shit. And so now I'm like, I got stuff to tell people. I got stuff. I have like ways out, because despair will kill you. Anxiety, depression, that's your worst enemy. You know, when I was first saying the truth about a lot of Hollywood people and the child abuse, which is the main reason I lost my agent and manager. You know, one day I call out the transsexual child agenda by name, this guy. You know, the next day I lost my agent and manager, and then everyone tried to pretend it's because I'm racist, which is provably false. And so that whole world is so dark. And I can't remember the point I was just trying to make, but like, they're gone. Is my overall point is they're gone. Like when I was going through that, and all my friends from LA and all these people that I thought had my back were all playing make-believe and pretending that there was something wrong with me. And then all these people, when I'm like, not only will they kick you off social media, they'll kick you off online banking. They'll kick you out of all this stuff. And people are like, oh, you're paranoid, all this stuff. And then with the Trump, the second term of Trump, and all these Trump supporters got to see that they were leaking their identities. If they were donors, they were doing all these honeypots. They were doing the mail-in ballots. And the good thing that came from that was a lot of people now get to see the deception. The bad thing was widespread despair. And so I just recommend people work on building, because they have no enforcement. Oh, yeah. This is the point I was making. Back then, I literally thought I was going to be killed. There was like a few months where I was sitting on my porch, like someone, because I was going down these rabbit holes of like Mossad and all this crazy shit. And I'm like, I'm going to get assassinated. And I sat there and I was like, it bothered me. I didn't want to die, but I was like, I'm not going to pretend that a 3-year-old boy is a girl. Like, I literally can't live in that world. And so when nothing happened, and then I realized not only did nothing happen, the government hasn't even been negative with me. Like, I've had zero problem with the government, zero problem with like sheriffs and zoning and mayor. Like, none of that was it. It was all this illusion from technocrats out of Silicon Valley. And then I realized none of them have an army. None of them have an enforcement. The enforcement is fear. It's illusion. It's debt. And it's addiction. And if you get out of that, they got nothing on you. And then your feet to go away.
Yeah. I don't mean to interrupt. I just want to add that, your fear is probably well-founded in that those things do happen. And you need to be more afraid of the deep state actors, like the Clinton body count, for instance. Look at journalist Gary Webb. He uncovered what was going on down in Mena, Arkansas, when Bill Clinton was governor and the CIA drug running. I always like to say the Bushes made the Clintons. And how about Breitbart? The minute Breitbart started to go after John Podesta, well, that's when he really ran into trouble. And I think they got him. So these things do happen and they are real. But you said something I think is really important. I want to circle back to this. The level of deception is unbelievable. The deception itself is unbelievable. You have to believe the deception. You have to buy into this current paradigm. And really buy into it hook, line, and sinker. Otherwise, you're going to wake up. And I want to give just a couple of examples. So you have to believe that World Trade Center 7 wasn't brought down by explosives on 9/11 at 5:20 in the afternoon, 10 minutes after Jane Stanley reported about the collapse of that building early. Okay, it was on fire behind her. She said it already collapsed. You have to believe the vax is safe and effective. Meanwhile, ignore the VAERS reporting data and ignore the fact that Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca have immunity from lawsuits. Okay, just ignore all that to buy into this current paradigm. And you mentioned David Weiss. I had him and founded Earth Brothers on for a really fascinating conversation. I love those guys. And we talked a little bit about this. You also have to believe that they went to the moon in 1968 with this, and it was such a fantastic piece of machinery. They were able to fold up a dune buggy in it and then jet around the moon on a dune buggy. Listen to this from Eric Dubé.
Take a second to honestly observe the following picture and tell me what this looks like to you. If you said a bunch of cardboard, construction paper, curtain rods, gold tape, and foil, you would be correct. If instead you said the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's highest technological achievement, incapable of being reproduced today, the Apollo 11 lunar lander, then you would also be correct. Most unbiased viewers would assume your average high school art class could construct this contraption without much struggle.
I'll pause it there. Just look at that. I'll zoom in on this in post, but look at that upper left white section where there's folds and creases. Are we to believe that's airtight? I mean, come on, this is absolute lunacy. And I think the smoking gun of the Apollo missions having been hoaxed is that dune buggy. It's just preposterous that that could have possibly, it makes no sense that it would fit into the lunar lander, and that going to space, going to the moon and landing safely multiple times was just so easy and mundane, Owen, that they brought a dune buggy.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a meth head's tree fort. I mean, it's so dumb. It's like, and that every aspect of it and all the evidence they said they lost the evidence. Yeah. They no longer have the
trajectory information. Right. Yeah, the data, yeah, it's all gone. The telemetry data is all gone.
I mean, a vacuum requires 7 feet of lead. And then you look at that and it's literally made out of tinfoil. But I have some theories about all this. I think when you get into the spellcraft of black magic, they have to tell you, which is what, and also about deep state actors killing people. I have a comment about that too. The way vacated criminal types, predators work, like let's say a Hillary Clinton, is if you have an ability of putting them in a cage, they'll kill you. Or if you have a way to threaten their monopoly, they'll kill you. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't do that, I'm not going to say you're safe, but you're there. The way that people attack people more like us that just kind of like have an audience work through this stuff, say the obvious stuff in plain sight, is through fear, debt, you know, addiction. But like, let's say you have documents that would lead literally to the arrest of Hillary Clinton. Yeah. That's when you're on a list. Or let's say you have the cure of cancer and you're marketing it, you know, that's when some of these pharma companies, you're on a list. And so a lot of us that would be scared of that, that's pretty much the checklist where it's like, can you actually lead to the criminal prosecution of someone? If so, they're very scared and they're like a cornered animal. And it's the same with, you know, I have some theories about, you know, prohibition. I think prohibition was to solidify the oil monopoly. So Rockefeller wants to refine oil, and Henry Ford, the Model T used to run on alcohol. A lot of people don't realize this because rural folks like myself could have a still and make their own gasoline. So you would harvest your corn, you know, you'd eat some you'd put in your still, you'd make alcohol, which fueled your car and your tractor. So it was a decentralized energy. And so what happens is they pretended that they really cared about your health. And so they started prohibition to break all the stills. It had nothing to do with health. It had to do with solidifying the monopoly of refined fuel. And so that happens all the time. And so when people say, why would they lie? It's all about consolidating power. And it's always in plain sight. So the way magic works with a K is safe and effective. It is. But you have to ask yourself, safe for who and effective at what?
Right.
And this is how they do it, because the way natural law works is they have to tell you. I believe building 7 was revelation of method for those with eyes to see it was fake. I believe that it's happening constantly right now. The moon, like the display of the moon landing is so preposterous at this point that there is a divine element to it where it's like the people that can see through this, we have to allow them to see it, or else they could have done it much better. It's kind of like,
right. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so bad. It's like when you look at that lunar lander, that's why when you have people that are like, no, that definitely went to the moon, and it's literally cardboard. And it's because it's to show like false idols. This is why I'm like really into biblical knowledge, because it's so ancient. It's like, if you make an idol out of that, they even called it Apollo 11, you know, it's all numerology. It's all about false gods. And so if you go with that, God allows Satan to deceive as long as it's so obvious, you know? And so that's what's happening now with the vaccine stuff. It's like, if at this point you still worship the Fauci vaccine narrative and all that stuff, if you fear anything but God, you know, then you get harvested, and these people are ready to harvest, and it's bad. And I'm really glad people like you are out there explaining this to people, because when you see it, it's like so unmistakable. And the people that can't see it get so angry. And it's just a fascinating time to be alive because they have to show you. Building 7 was the revelation of method, in my opinion, where it's like, if we're about to harvest all this energy for war and destruction and consolidation of power, we can't trap them. It's a lot like dating girls. Like, you can sleep with a girl if you're single, if you don't lie to them. Like, let's say a girl approaches you and is flirting with you and you're flirting back and everybody knows the deal. You know, that doesn't usually end in high drama, but when a guy pretends to be something he isn't, tells her he loves her, gives her flowers, tells her she's special, and then she finds out that he does it to everybody, they get furiously angry. Mm-hmm. And so I think the quote-unquote elite know this because they've been toppled a million times. These power elites are constantly getting killed throughout history. So if they don't show the people in some way, when the people find out, they kill all of them. And so this is kind of their way, like the Surgeon General's warning, mm-hmm. like this type of stuff is the way that they harvest consent. And then they it's very satanic and very dark. So that's why I made Building Barataria.
Well, I think that's awesome. I got to watch Building Barataria, and we'll circle back to this. People hate it when I say that because Jen Paskey, I get comments from this one particular person. Stop saying circle back. I'm going to try harder.
You can square back.
But boy, you mentioned the satanic influence here, and I think you're just so spot on. And that's why I like to have conversations with people like David Weiss and Founded Earth Brothers about the nature of cosmology, about the nature of this thing we live on, because we know we've been deceived about absolutely everything else. And you sparked a thought regarding the lunar lander. As we look at that now, those of us that are quote unquote awake, and we can see, we have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, we can see how we were duped by that because we had childlike thinking. Because if you show that to a child and you tell them the story about the Apollo missions, little third and fourth and fifth graders are going to believe that because they have childlike thinking. They don't understand the technology. They can't see what a joke that is when they look at it. And I think many humans, many adults in this country and around the world still have childlike thinking. They're under the spell, which is why they'll roll up their sleeves. They'll roll up their sleeves for a quote unquote jab that they don't even know what the ingredients are, but they're told it's safe and effective as tens of thousands of people are dying from it. So it really is a spell, Owen.
Oh yeah. I mean, 15,000 dead according to VAERS, and even according to their website, that's less than 10% reporting. So even mainstream is saying 150,000 when H1N1 vaccine was stopped after 22 deaths. Like, it, we're witnessing a population reduction, and I think it's very on purpose. And that's why it's so naked, because if you're going to kill millions of people, and I'm not making any claims, what if someone wanted to kill millions of people? They would have, in order to maintain any form of footing in their life, or else God's law, natural law, would just wipe them out. They have to tell everyone what they're doing. They have to be like, make it so that no one's tricked. And, you know, one of the bad things, one of the reasons that I find the quote unquote elites, I don't find them very elite, but I know they're called elites, I find so disgusting, is they do go at kids. And that's what I always had a problem with, because it's not fair. And they also try to infantilize the adult mind so that they can show and then kill and harvest, which is technically legal, I think, in natural law, but it's really sick, you know, and that's what they do. They try and they try and feed off the innocence of the ignorance of people. Like, okay, I know a lot of people get freaked out about the shape of the earth stuff, but, and I'm not going to say what, you know, this isn't what that's about, but when people say, why would they lie? Well, think about extraterrestrial. What are they really saying? What is safe and effective? Like, what does this mean? Extraterrestrial just means someone from more land, terra, terrestrial. You know, vaccine comes from, vax comes from cow, vaca in Latin. It's for the cows. You know, they always tell you.
For the cattle.
Yeah, the cattle. Your cattle, take your vax, you know, that's Latin. You know, English, they would call pig Latin. It's Latin for the pigs, Latin for the cattle. Real Latin, they'll tell you exactly what they're doing, you know? And so anyway, so extraterrestrial, do I believe in extraterrestrials? Yes. Do I believe it's like flying saucers from Mars? No. I think there's more land, and the easiest way to convince people there's not more land is to tell them that they're on a ball, because a ball can't go any farther. And that's it. That's like, I'm not telling people what to believe. I don't want, you know, people to freak out, but like hypothetically, a lot of people, the thing that really holds them back is motivation. They're like, why would they lie? And I'll tell you why. It's because a lot of people are good people. They're like, because they wouldn't deceive their family, their, you know, everything good in their life for power or money. But people do that. People kill each other for Nikes. So why would someone lie about the shape of the earth? It's to convince people there isn't more land. And so that's it. It's that simple. And I might be wrong. I might be right. It doesn't really matter. I'm not here to talk about that. But like on a ball, all the land you can possibly imagine has already been explored. It's finite. On a flat plane, it's infinite, which means that there is a ring. And it's not like the Flat Earth Society where it's just a, you know, there's all these other planets and we're just floating in space on a flat plane. Nothing like that. I think it's far more interesting than we can even imagine.
Yeah.
But you can observe there's no curve. You can look at the flight plans. You can look at all this stuff that I don't feel like going through. But like, why would someone want to limit our knowledge of other lands? Why would they manipulate maps? Why would they manipulate all this stuff? Because deception is the only power they have over us.
Well, and it's also to remove the idea of a creator, right? That's the biggest key is they don't want us to know that this thing was created and there is a signature of the creator. Hey, friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. So, because look, if we're spinning through, and we don't want to get into this, I get it.
If
we buy the Copernicus heliocentric model and we listen to their math, it's not my math, it's not Owen Benjamin's math, it's not David Weiss's math of a 24,901 mile circumference Earth. That's their math. They're locked into that math. So, if that math doesn't stand up to scrutiny,
then
it begs some questions. Like, what is it that we really live on? Is the biblical description of what we live on accurate? If that's the case, then that suggests demonstrably a creator, right? The biggest trick the devil ever played is getting people to believe he doesn't exist, Owen. And I think these people worship the beast.
Yeah, and the truth doesn't change. So what you just said, they're stuck with that number. And that's why you're getting billions of years. You know, Neil deGrasse Tyson is like, imagine a universe. He's talking like a magician in a tent, guys. It's like a joke. He's like, thousands, billions of years, because every proof that people try and prove comes up false. They realize that what they're saying is a lie. So all they do is add a zero. They're like, okay, well, we can look at bacteria. Bacteria, you can witness 1,000 generations. You can change their sexual selection, their environment. It never becomes another organism for evolution. You know? And they're like, well, yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah. So what's your answer? They're like, well, it took like 100 trillion years. And you're like, you're lying. You're seeing the same thing with the vaccine. It's like, okay, the vaccine, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Once we get a vaccine, it'll prevent you from getting COVID. It's like, okay, now you need two, now you need three. Now everyone needs a vaccine or else they don't work. Now you need a vaccine every 6 months so you don't have banking privileges. It's like, once you identify the mechanism of the deception, it's so obvious it's a lie. Like Neil deGrasse Tyson, when confronted with the fact that there is no observable curve on the Earth, that a pilot, the evidence is so overwhelming, it's crazy. He said, well, it's not really a sphere. It's an oblique spheroid, kind of like a pear. And you're like, what? How come there's the Antarctic Treaty? How come the only treaty that's lasted for 75 years is that nobody ever goes to Antarctica? No flights go. They're like, well, it's because the penguins, we don't want to disturb the penguins. It's like, Okay, well, the Amazon rainforest, you have no problem turning into McDonald's factories. That's full of life, but the penguins. Okay, so then why can't you fly 40,000 feet over it? How come there's no commercial flights that go over the South Pole like there is the North Pole? Well, we don't want to disturb the penguins. And then they go, oh, because there's no population centers. I'm like, Santiago, Chile, Cape Town, South Africa. Why don't they go over the South Pole? They're like, well, you're a racist. Okay, there's been millions of people that have went around the Earth at the equator. The amount of people that have went around the poles is three, and they were all knights under the queen. It's bullshit, and it's such clear. And once you understand, and I'm not, again, I know people are going to freak out, but it's like, once you see that there's a deception, could it be something besides the flat Earth model that Dave Weiss has? Of course. I don't know what it is. That's why I try to avoid statements. I like to ask questions to stay in honor and all that. I don't know. I'm not allowed to go to Antarctica. I don't know what's there. But like, when you see the obvious lie, like what you're seeing with the vaccines, what you're seeing with bin Laden, you know, 10 years after the death of bin Laden in Pakistan, we're still in Afghanistan. And of course, bin Laden was the inspiration for 19 Cessna pilots to take down the Pentagon. I mean, it's so fucking stupid that's why I don't stay in that world where I'm trying to convince people that something is. Like, for example, you talk about the shape of the Earth and people are like, yeah, but you know, you have to factor in when you're a sniper, you have to factor in the spin of the Earth. I'm like, no, you don't. Are you a sniper? I'm like, I hang out with snipers all the time. I'm not in a violent way. Like, I have a lot of friends that shoot very long distance, and you can shoot a 2-mile shot and you factor in everything except the curve of the Earth or the spin of the Earth, everything. No sniper has ever thought, am I shooting east or west or north or south? They think 5-mile-per-hour wind, blah, blah, blah. You factor in the drop of the bullet, but you don't factor in if the Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles per hour in one direction, that means the direction you're shooting is a factor. And ask anybody in the military, anybody that shoots a long distance, nobody busts out their compass before a shot and thinks, what direction is the Earth spinning?
Right.
Because if it's spinning 1,000 miles an hour and that is your proof that there is a spin, it wouldn't just be any direction you shoot. You have to factor it in. It would be what direction. Kind of like if a plane is going from New York to LA or LA to New York, if the ground is moving 1,000 miles an hour, and I know people think that all the atmosphere is moving at the same speed, even though there isn't an enclosed structure. You would have to have a firmament for that. And even in that case, viscosity will show you that when a solid is moving in a liquid, the liquid would not move, or the fluid like air would not move at the speed of the Earth. And so if you're flying in a plane at 400 miles an hour from LA to New York or New York to LA, how come the time isn't vastly different if there's 1,000-mile-an-hour spin in one direction? It's naked. It's a naked lie. And I understand why people don't want to address it. And I don't talk about this at my wife's family's dinners. I get it. I'm fine with that. But that skill set that allows you to see through these horrifying lies will let you see through the vaccine lie. And that will literally potentially save your life. 700,000 adverse reactions in 1 year to this program in America, according to the mainstream.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Let me just add, according to Tom Renz and a whistleblower, 48,465 people dead within 2 weeks of taking the vax, okay, within 14 days, according to the Medicare statistics. Okay, so these are older people, but within 2 weeks, they drop dead of taking the vax. But you're not going to hear about that in the mainstream media. And let me just say one more thing about the Earth, as we're told. I think Owen and I are probably best suited to be called globe, as we're told, skeptics, right?
So yeah, there you go.
I'm sort of a bulldog, man. I'm a bulldog. When I saw World Trade Center 7 and Jane Stanley report about that building collapsing 20 minutes early, I couldn't shut up about it with my colleagues in the workplace. So I'm kind of dumb that way. I have a hard time letting things go. The same is true with this mystery vaccine. They won't tell us what's in it. But one more thing on the Earth and the globe, as we're told. I'm going to put up a picture here because, look, when I had that conversation with David Weiss and founded Earth Brothers, one of the comments, there was a lot of negative comments. One of the comments was, that I invalidated every other interview I've ever done because I covered that topic with those guys. Right. Okay, so now I'm a shill. All right. So because they think I'm a shill or that person does, I want to put up this image. It is of the Suez Canal. And this image is taken far above the Suez Canal. So you may have a hard time believing that this is 120 miles long, 121, something like that. 120 miles long. Obviously, we can see far further than that distance. Well, just in the Suez Canal, according to their math, 24,901 miles in circumference, more than 6 miles of curve is embedded in that Suez Canal. And that's not just a valley. Okay. Well, I'm not talking about a valley and a mountain on the other side. I'm talking about a curve that is perpetual and continues to complete the sphere. So that's the part people can't get their heads around. There's so much cognitive dissonance about that issue, Benjamin, that people will not even do their own thinking. And we can move on. I want to ask you about something else.
No, but it's the anger that always surprises me, but I do understand it now because people just get scared. Because it's like, even Suez Canal, people be like, oh, how dare you, this. Okay, a lighthouse. You know, at 8 inches per mile squared, if you have a 30-foot lighthouse, 40-foot lighthouse, no ship would be able to see it after a certain amount of distance. And that watching a ship go over a curve is an illusion. If you have a P900, you can zoom in at 100 miles. No lighthouse would work, none of that. Even if I'm wrong, let's say it turns out that light bends because of this or, I don't know. Let's just say every single thing I just said, there's a scientific explanation for it. To be angry that I'm asking these questions that a lot of people have never even thought of mean you're revealing something about your own nature. It's the anger. Because I know people that believe all kinds of stuff, you know, that like, you know, and I don't get like super mad. I'm not just like, oh, how dare you? How dare you? It's the anger because the question is so obviously there. So when someone says you just invalidated every other thing you ever did, bear in mind, people will always do that and they don't even matter. People said that to me about every single topic I've ever covered. And it's like, so you're saying I don't have any point here? Like you're not even interested in eight inches per mile squared? Or no bridge is ever factored in the curve. No airplane has any instrument that factors in the curve. It's all for a stationary plane. People, oh, what about satellites? NASA consumes more helium than any other corporation in the world. A lot of people, I don't know. I can't, when you're asking questions, you can't know everything in the world and give someone a total model that they can live in. That's cult behavior. I don't do that. But there is satellites. Those are mainstream where there are satellites attached to giant helium balloons that go around the Earth. And there's a reason why you don't get, how did they broadcast a television show from the moon in 1969? Like it requires like an insane amount of energy. You know, I've done a lot of live television. I've been on all kinds of morning television. They have like a whole energy plant to get you around like 100 miles around Dallas. All right. How'd they go 240,000 miles through a vacuum and the Van Allen radiation belt with a 12-volt battery? And if you think it's crazy that I asked that question, I'm going to say it's probably crazy for that person too. When I say I won't take a vaccine to go into McDonald's, it's so stupid. And people, once they shut off their critical thinking skills because of pain, they'll look at a guy like me and go, oh, you're a cult leader. You're racist. You're a bigot. You're a homophobe. I'm like, no, you just won't address what I'm saying. Because unless guys like me and you are like evil and crazy, they would have to answer the question. Why would you need a vaccine to go eat poison burgers? Like, why would you need a vaccine to go drink alcohol in a bar? That's insane. How can you take off your mask and bite and then put it back on? And anybody who's ever worked with actual toxic chemicals, like I've worked with lime, I've made mortar with lime. One mask, you can taste the lime because it's so small. If a virus is the way they describe, which I don't believe it is, it would go through a mask. The irony is the guys with the three masks, I actually have more respect for because at least they believe it's real. These people that are just following all this bullshit, they don't even believe it. It's like, okay, if a virus is as small as you think it is, that mask is a chain link fence. That's nothing. And if you've ever worked with any type of gas or toxin or small powder, you can taste it through a mask. You need a respirator. You need several masks or else you're still, it doesn't, All it is just conforming to a lie so you can get your heroin or your high fructose corn syrup or your pornography or your fiat money so that you can buy another Miata every 3 years. It's fucking slavery. And it's like, I don't want any part of it. And if people have a problem with that, that's totally fine. Some people want to be slaves. I don't want to be a slave.
Wow. What a perfect segue to one more clip I want to play. And this is, I think, really important. We should couch the rest of the conversation in liberty, what it means to have liberty and to live free. Before I play that soundbite, I do just want to say again, hell is the absence of logic.
Yeah.
You mentioned Sodom and Gomorrah earlier in the interview. You know, if you ever found yourself having to visit hell or, God forbid, be cast down into hell, imagine what that would be. The absence of logic. Everything evil is considered good. Everything's upside down and, you know, far worse than I can imagine, my feeble human brain. So hell is the absence of logic. But as it pertains to belief and as it pertains to those that would criticize us for having this conversation and say that we can no longer be listened to because we dared to go there, it's so stupid, because I think the conversation we just had about the nature of the earth is far more interesting than Scientology. And yet Tom Cruise is, or at least was, a Scientologist, but I'll still go see his movies. I mean, I don't give a crap about Tom Cruise and his beliefs, but I like his movies. I think he's a great actor. You know, I think he's an entertaining actor. So to just cast people out because they dare to have a conversation, I think most of those people are probably trolls. I think a great number of them are paid to be there.
I know for a fact that that several are paid, but a surprising amount will go along with it just because they get addicted to cortisol. And I'm going to actually modify that slightly and say hell is the denial of logic, because there always is logic. To say that truth is subjective, ironically, is an objective truth claim. So you can't escape it. You know, it's like 1 + 1 = 2. You can pretend it isn't. So the denial of logic is actually the hell, because saying truth is subjective assumes an objective truth. So you're actually in a perpetual self-contradiction, a paradox, an oxymoron, which then puts you into a constant state of self-destruction and despair and anxiety and anger. And
that's spot on. No, you're 100% right. And I think that's why so many of us are just feeling so morally outraged and under attack from all these different vector points, because we have an illegitimate administration that would claim they're doing the right thing by opening the borders. You know, and then when a couple of guys on horses go and try to defend the border, they're, you know, accused of being bad guys that are whipping these poor, innocent, illegal immigrants. It's the absence of logic. It's the denial of logic. Everything has been flipped upside down. And by the way, go take your vax, because the imposter in chief is running out of patience.
Well, and also they keep changing the definition of words too. You know, like a nation used to be a people. It used to be the gross national product. Now it's gross domestic product, because every time they're vaccine, this thing doesn't matter what you think about vaccines, the homeopathy aspect of it. I understand you try to trigger an immune response. I don't like the adjuvants they put in it, like heavy metals. That's a whole other thing, but like, it isn't even a vaccine. It's a gene therapy shot. There isn't anything that has to do with vaccines in this. So they just keep changing the words, and disagreement is fine. Like, I'll give you a great example. The guy that said that quote is E. Michael Jones, is a friend of mine who believes the earth is round, but stationary. So me and him have had great conversations about that. And we disagree, because he's saying there's no evidence to the movement of earth, according to Michelson-Morley experiment around the time of Einstein. He believes Einstein is a puppet to discredit Tesla and Michelson-Morley. Very interesting stuff. So he believes the earth is a ball that does not move, and that also fits his biblical cosmology better. I have nothing but respect for that. And it's like, he at least will admit there's issues with the current model. And so whether or not we disagree or not isn't even the issue. Like, that's why men of logos can disagree and argue and still be friends, because we're assuming that we're both trying to achieve metaphysical truth,
right?
And that there is a truth. Whether or not it's a spinning ball, a stationary ball, a flat plane, the realm of human consciousness is another theory I've heard, which is fascinating, that like the ice wall is the end of imagination. It's almost like the never ending story, you know, whether or not we are on just a massive ball, whether or not we're within a ball. There's people shouldn't be as, I know some people get afraid when like an institution changes, or they can't trust something they've always trusted. And I know the feeling. It's scary. It's almost like a divorce. It's like, I don't know what a bank does anymore. I don't know. I can't just send my kid to school. I don't trust them anymore. Well, get used to it. Okay. That's my only advice. It's like, I get why what I'm saying sounds crazy. I used to host a physics podcast at Caltech. Like, I used to know so much about space. I loved it. Black holes, neutron stars, pulsars, white dwarfs, red giants, you know, light years, you know, the spaghettification and the event horizon around a black hole because the escape velocity is more than 186,000 miles a second. Like, I know I'm rambling, but my point is I know all of that and I used to love it, but the truth is the truth. And I know it sucks to be like, wait a minute, so you're telling me I can't go to another like galaxy? Well, maybe it can. I don't know what galaxy actually means. You know, I don't know what's out there. I don't know, but it's interesting. What happens is you go, I'm scared now because it isn't what I'm used to. Well, welcome to 2021. Your president isn't what you're used to. The bank is to destroy money. The school is to tell you lies. The hospital at this point, unless it's trauma surgery, which Western medicine is still awesome at, but they're drug dealers. You know, it's terrorism was to create terrorism. War on drugs was to create drugs. Like, start getting used to adapting and overcoming, or you're going to have a problem because these institutions are not what people thought they were. And it's time to rebuild. So like the nature of the globe is like the last thing people should even be like worried about. It's like, what is a hospital? How does it fund itself? Does the pharmaceutical company own NBC? Like, these are the questions where you're like, oh, so the news isn't even the news. You know, I've had people like when I lived in LA, a friend of mine, a comedian, was literally gunned down by police. He was white. He was leaving the scene of a crime. And a bunch of cops shot him to death because they thought he was the criminal. It didn't even make the news because it didn't fit the narrative. So it's like, I learned a while ago that the news isn't reporting reality. It was literally an innocent white guy that I knew. And he was like a young dude and he was running away from a guy with a knife and the cops literally gunned him to death, like 10 shots. The cops then lied about it and said that, you know, they didn't shoot him. That it was, and then they proved they did. His family got $30 million. The news never touched it because it doesn't push the agenda of getting rid of police, getting rid of any national identity, you know, pushing this fake black agenda, which doesn't benefit black people at all. You can see it now. Any NBA player that doesn't want to take a vaccine, Stephen A. Smith on the ESPN might as well tell him to get back in the fields. Right. You know, he's like, you should trade this man. They have no love for blacks or whites or anything. They don't care. They want slaves. And so if a black man says, according to the CDC website, the CDC with the federal government purposely injected syphilis into black men in the Tuskegee experiment for 40 years up until 1971. And many of them died of syphilis. Their kids got it. Their wife got it. And so I don't trust you and I'm not going to take another injection from you. They might as well be called slaves. Like, they're like, no, you'll get fired unless you take this. Who do you think you are? We'll trade you. You some kind of uppity black man, you know, dance for your nickels. And these are the same liberals that 6 months before are saying we have to end prejudice and racial blah, blah, blah. They don't care. The devil will lie to you all day, every day. And the devil is not accountable for logic because he's fallen. And so you have to keep your line and not freak out and not have all these violent fantasies and not, you know, and just build and have a big family. And if you do that, you win. And the devil has no enforcement. All they can do is make you hate yourself and make you, you know, get you to reject your God-given freedoms that you're born with and are inalienable. And so that's the whole game at play right now. And it's getting so comical that I'm hopeful that people are like, we got to start our own schools. We got to grow our own food. Because until you do that, they're just going to keep getting more and more ridiculous.
Yeah, they've really overstepped. And I want to be respectful of your time. Do you have like another 10 minutes or do you have to go?
Yeah, 10 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, let me do one more screen share. And I want to talk about liberty. This is an interview with Ammon Bundy, who's running for governor in Idaho. Everybody should get behind him. And This is what we need, all right? If we're going to have this representational form of government, then these are the types of people we need. And if you guys want to do something nice for somebody, go over to this channel, Gold, Silver, Bitcoin on YouTube. This is my buddy Justin, who interviewed Ammon Bundy. He asked Ammon Bundy about his thoughts on what is happening in Australia right now, tyranny the likes of which we've never seen in our lifetimes.
You know, the people of Australia are being put under solidary confinement. And you know, they don't have any way to correct that. And when a people become so oppressed and basically they lose the resources to defend themselves, then this type of thing is what happens, and they become dependent on somebody else freeing them from their oppression. And in the past, it's been the United States that have gone and said, look, what you're doing, I mean, even if we took 5 years ago, or even 3 years ago, if Australia tried to do this to the people, the United States would have stepped in and said, no.
I'll pause it there. You get the idea. Now, that's how far gone we are. I agree with him. Just 5 years ago, the United States would have stood up and said, hey, what's going on over there is overtly tyrannical, anti-human, and it must be stopped. Maybe there'd be sanctions. Maybe there'd be other threats. But no. What we have is an administration that wants to do the same thing to us. So we're really getting close to the line in the sand here, Owen, where people are going to need to fight to keep their liberty. And I don't necessarily mean with violence, but they're going to have to fight by getting involved locally. You know, take your government back locally. Like yeah, we're yeah, seeing, you know, all these mama bears are screaming at these school boards over all sorts of different issues. But that's the only thing we can do, I think, is take this thing back on a local level.
Yeah, it's key. And it's financial. It's hugely has to do with money. It's like the Chinese invasion was called Walmart. You know, the demographic problem was called the birth control pill. The reason that there's all these people at the border, and this is a tough pill. I know people are going to get mad at me for this, but it is what it is. The United States has people that had a 1.4 to 1.7 replacement birth rate for a while. Starting in the 60s, women put themselves on the pill so they didn't have children until their 30s. They had one, maybe two kids. A lot of them had none. And so you have all this labor requirement because people also want cheap stuff. So then a lot of times they bring in people so that they can get a dollar avocado and not grow it themselves, or people can do the jobs that their kids would have, but they didn't have kids. And so like, for example, guns, I'm a gun owner. I live in Idaho. I like guns, you know, I get it, but we could see a reality where people are so decimated financially that they'll sell their gun for bread. I was a World War II history major focusing on tyrannical takeovers. I literally went to the Czech Republic to study this stuff. I've been into this for a very long time, and I never thought that my knowledge set would come in useful at all. Unfortunately, it is. And so what happened in Ukraine, what happened in all these places is not exactly what people think. Like, Australia is enslaved by their own sin. And I know that sounds harsh. I have a lot of friends there right now. They're doing a lot of great work. Like my boy, Tom Barnett, tombarnett.tv. He's in Australia. This stuff doesn't even faze him. He's growing his own food, never wore a mask. Crushing, standing up against 5G, having protests that actually work, teaching people the law. The reality is a lot of people want it. They want a boot on their neck. From my time in Hollywood, and myself included, I used to be very hedonistic. I was just all about alcohol and sex with people and, you know, making money and crushing on stage and all this. There is an element that happens to people that stay there too long is they become obsessed with being, E. Michael Jones has talked about this perfectly, better than I'm about to, but they become obsessed with being held down. And this sounds crazy, but it's Weimar Republic. It's like when you have a population that literally is not able to control themselves, they're like 3,000 abortions a day in America right now. All this stuff, all these people that are like eating and watching porn all day and all this stuff. There's an instinctive deep desire, like St. Augustine said, a man is a slave to his addictions only, that they want to be controlled. That's why a lot of these gay guys get like a Nazi fetish. They're like, oh, he's wearing leather. Is he in the Marines? Because they're like, stop me. Someone stop me. And so this is what ushers in tyranny. And then the people that don't want it don't. Like, I live in Idaho, you know, nothing's closed. No one's wearing a mask. I don't know a single person who's taken a vaccine. I'm friends with tons of people here. We have a farm stand. I provide milk for my neighbors. You know, everything's going great here. The two states that have had awesome economies during this whole thing, Utah and Idaho. And I would make a strong case that Utah and Idaho have some of the most moral people. The Mormons in Utah and the Mennonites, a lot of the Mennonites in Idaho and a lot of people that are just very patriotic, they know that they will not take this. They will not give up their guns. They don't want to be under the boot. You go to Los Angeles, you go to California, and a lot of these areas, don't get me wrong, there's victims in these areas. There's people that should leave. Like, I'm from New York State. My mom is still there. My brother's still there. A lot of people want this. They want daddy government to control their life because they can't control themselves. They're all addicts. They all drink all. A lot of them are addicted to big pharma, pills, alcohol, porn. They don't have children. They want cheap shit. They want. It's like they're literally every day, but based on their actions, they're saying, please control me. I can't control myself. And so that's why I'm excited about those who want to rebuild, because when you try to rebuild, you don't feel the resistance you thought you would. My kids are homeschooled, you know, and before people say must be nice, I live in a barn with three children. We all sleep in the same room. I own my land, no debt. You know, I built our own platforms for streaming and all this stuff, because I know how evil these fuckers are. I know what they're capable of. And so before you like try to beat against Walmart to let them in without a mask or vax, ask yourself, what do you really need Walmart for? Don't you know a guy that might make something like that? Can you start your own business before you like beg to go into McDonald's with your vaccine passport? Do you know a guy that might be able to raise a cow? And when you do that, the demons like flee. It's like one light and all the shadows go away. It's fascinating. And I've had some dark times, and I'm telling you, man, it's like these people can't oppress those who don't want it. And it all is a choice. When Kanye West said slavery was a choice and everyone freaked out, I knew exactly what he was talking about. He's like, slavery was a choice. If you actually look at the Holodomor, and this is going to piss people off, I don't care. As Jimi Hendrix said, the hour, let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. It is. The Holodomor, I studied it. I've literally went to, in Czech Republic, I went through exactly how these people will get taken over. It's because they get in unpayable debt. They start drinking a lot of alcohol. They turn on their own landowners. They start worshiping idols. And a lot of them take the deal. A lot of them want free shit. Like when people freak out about FEMA camps, I'm like, I know that they're coming and I know people are going to beg to be in them. And I know that once they're in there, they're now cattle. And a lot of them will be valued based on their organ harvesting, which is a fucking nightmare. But it all starts with people begging to be dependent to daddy. Like, please let me in your FEMA camp. They're more scared of the FEMA camp than the emergency situation that will get them in that FEMA camp. And so that's why I tell people, know 10 people within 10 miles, you know, figure out how to get water, how to grow your own food if you can. And not, you don't have to be a homesteader in Idaho like me, but just get a tomato plant. Know your neighbor. Figure out like how you would collect rainwater, because I know they're going to turn up the heat. I promise you they will turn up the heat. They will artificial shortages. They will do all, they will break institutions until people are extra desperate. Then they're going to try and bring in a digital currency with a negative interest rate. So if you don't spend it, they take it back, and you're going to have to get a mark based on your vaccine status to get that money. And so if you don't want that biblical hell, you're going to have to start building out of it. And so that's what I've been doing. And that's the message I have for people. And Hillary doesn't even know you exist if you do that, because she's so obsessed with killing the people that want to put her in jail. So if you like, they would just think we're an idiot. If we're growing tomato plants and starting community homeschool events, which is what I'm doing with all my kids, evil literally is like, what a retard. Why don't you want endless BJs on a yacht? You know? And you're like, that's why the meek shall inherit the earth. It's so true. Like, get meek, start crushing. And the end is, and the future is so bright. It's so bright for people willing to speak the truth.
Yeah, I thought about that recently. The meek shall inherit the earth. I like that passage, and it's starting to really become clear what that means. And we're going to do a screen share here, guys. There's a whole hidden history to the earth, as many of you know. Tataria, Star Forts. I think this is a play on that. I hadn't heard about this documentary, Benjamin. I hadn't heard about this documentary, Owen. Building Barataria Foundations. Now, we know the enemy hates liberty. And so you've drawn the ire of people. I didn't even know about this, but listen to this. Neighbors fear bear-themed compound will be next Ruby Ridge, the Daily Beast reporting on that. No violations found at Boundary County property. They don't want you breaking outside of the system, friends.
No, they don't.
Benjamin denied that he has plans to use compound to build armed fortress, the Daily Mail. I'm telling you, man, they do not want people breaking out of their paradigm.
Yeah, that's why I recommend people watch this because... Sorry, this is my wife. I just got to decline.
Yeah, no problem.
So the way they're going to fight back is don't think that there is no fight back. Like when you start breaking out, there is a pushback. My point is it isn't violent enforcement, put you in prison. It's illusionary. So if you watch buildingbertaria.com, you're about to see some amazing shit because the Daily Beast, the Daily Mail, all these things, they're literally front page, my picture, cult leader, next Ruby Ridge, paramilitary, all lies, right? No, all lies, all provable lies. And so they do it because they want you to be scared or they want your community to turn on you. And when they don't, nothing happens. And so I don't want to ruin the documentary, but we actually tracked down the guy that started the entire media thing. Because it falls upwards. It starts with a blogger level, and then it gets picked up at the next level, and then the next level, and then the next level. And they have this confirmation bias where they want to find these right-wing people that they can call the bad man, you know, to get more money and power and all this. If you don't take the bite, if you don't get scared, if you show people what it really is, it all goes away. The guy that did it lost his publication. Like, it was Kootenai County Times or whatever, and he's this hardcore communist type. And now it doesn't even exist. Like, we totally won. It's like, they don't show you that. They only show you the, like, oh, if you start your own thing, you're going to be called a cult leader in the paper. It's like, do you want to see the whole story? Buildingbertaria.com, you know, and you'll see that while you are building community and doing some really good stuff, yeah, some satanic evil bastards are going to talk a lot of shit. But the enemy only has lies. It only has, like, oh my God, he's a bigot. Like, it's nothing. And so many people, the media, quote unquote, has lost so much credibility now that no one even cares. I mean, the people that care, the people that read it and want to get scared, I mean, they're already on their fourth booster. I don't know if they'll see the winner. I mean, I don't know what is to become of these people, but the highest quality people are not going to care. And so that's why I'm here to let people know about that. And yeah.
Well, I really appreciate your time today. I know you've got animals to feed, cows to milk, children to teach. So I'll let you get back to it. And guys, the website is, I'll leave the links below, buildingbertaria.com if you want to watch the documentary, and owenbenjamin.com. Anything else? I know you've been kicked off of everything else.
No, I got kicked off of so much satanic shit that we just started building our own stuff. You know, it's like... unbearablesmedia.com, unauthorized.tv, where, you know, me and Vox Day have that. And we have some great people on there, Rachel Fulton Brown, Stefan Mullen, who's on there now, our own servers, our own platforms, because a lot of the quote unquote sheeple are their vibration is getting so low that I kind of almost understand why guys like us aren't even allowed on Patreon. Patreon allows cartoon incest porn. It's such a joke. And so you're like, how is this even possible? It's because so many people are so weak and immoral and sinful and addicted that if they hear a guy say we didn't go to the moon, it feels like they're being stabbed. Like, they freak out. It's like biblical. It's like when you hear the truth, they just start screaming and covering their ears. And even if we're wrong about shit, you know, when people are like, oh, I love you, Big Bear. Even though I disagree on some things, I have a lot of respect for you. I'm like, bro, I disagree with myself from 6 months ago. Like, that, who cares? It's like, do you trust? Do you like my heart? Do you know I'm a good guy? Then I think panda bears are fake. You know, like, some of my opinions, and dude, I think I can actually prove that, but I know it sounds crazy. I realize it sounds crazy. Dude, apparently they sleep 22 hours a day. They have 2 days of gestation a year. They weren't introduced to America until 1947. They only eat bamboo and they were never killed off by tigers. Okay, so that's one of my opinions that I understand. People are like, man, Owen Benjamin's a fucking maniac. He doesn't believe pandas exist. I get it. But when over time, like I convinced my wife to the point where she was like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, I know. Panda bears, I literally think, is like a communist joke. Oh, how dare you? They never appeared in Chinese literature at all. They were discovered in 1880 by a Jesuit. And like, they can't function in nature and they look like midgets in costumes. I know it sounds crazy. I'm just giving an example of what, like, people don't have to agree with me that panda bears are fake to be my friend. I get it.
So I'll just say this, you know, as it pertains to Tom Cruise, he's got Scientology, you've got panda bears, but I'll still watch Bertaria.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot.
Dude,
I really
nice
do.
To have you, man.
Yeah, you've been generous with your time today, guys. The website's buildingbertaria.com below and owenbenjamin.com. Our guest has been the one, the only Owen Benjamin. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Yeah, my pleasure. And friends, I will leave the links below to all of that good stuff. I will also leave the link to Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. I think it's helping a lot of people stay out of trouble here as we approach flu season. And I'll remind you, for Real News 24/7, you guys can visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda 24/7. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye. I want to personally thank you for tuning in to the podcast version of SGT Report, the propaganda antidote, shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
There's a divine design, and it's all about musical mathematics and sacred geometrics that cymatically forms as a result of virtually God's love, God's word, which is sound, which is electromagnetic frequencies and bioacoustic resonances that vibrate at certain frequencies. It's all about frequencies and, you know, it's about love.